It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, welcome to another exciting SatellateGuys.us podcast. And Scott's out of the podcasting studio this week because he had to get some teeth pulled. But we have Master Deals, known as Jason Crandall in real life, here in the podcasting studio with us.
Bob, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. And, you know, Scott's got some minor pain in his mouth. And ouch, getting some teeth pulled. That's really got to hurt.
I hear he lost about an entire upper jaw.
Yeah, wow. You know, he might join us later on the program. It's 5 years of Satellite Guys bringing satellite information directly to your home. And we're hoping that our users can get the most out of they can out of the site. But I believe Scott's going to join us a little bit later in the podcast. I know he's listening right now, and we want to wish Scott well. But get some rest, big guy, and, you know, we'll see you next week. And we got some exciting things up our sleeves. So let's go ahead and kick it off with DirecTV and TiVo. They've hit the rewind button on the relationship, and that seemed to be the big news from last week.
This came completely out of the blue. There was no rumors or suspicion or anything of this, and talk about pulling out a wild card. I don't think anyone could have expected another agreement with TiVo towards new product.
No, and I'm absolutely excited. And for those of you that do not know, DirecTV and TiVo signed a new agreement for an MPEG-4 high-definition DVR slated to come out sometime in 2009.
What I understand is it's going to be another product, sort of like a higher-end product that they can offer in addition to their current HR 20 or 21 line. Give users more choice and maybe something for them to upsell to.
Right, and it's absolutely exciting because TiVo has quite a following out there, and there is a lot of fans that really love the TiVo product, but they're kind of disappointed with DirecTV and MPEG-4, the fact that they don't have that TiVo product right now.
I think everybody thought that DirecTV had moved on from TiVo and was completely happy with their current product, the HR20 line. And most users are too, because there hasn't been any choice in over 2 years now. But this is going to rejuvenate, if you will, the TiVo brand.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of recording things, you know, last night MHD had the Music Video Awards, and that is correct. I said MHD. This is the first time, folks, in over a year since DirecTV 10 launched, that channel has finally shown some high-definition programming.
Yeah, MTV has long been nothing but a stretch of vision. So this is something completely new for them. And I hear Britney Spears looks fairly all right in HD, would you say, Bob?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of surprised at how well the broadcast was presented. And they had some lights, obviously, that you would get with a concert. A little bit of mic or blocking during those times during the show. But that's to be expected with the fact that it is fast motion and fast lighting. So other than that, the quality was presented awesome. And I got to give two thumbs up to MTV for making it happen.
Hopefully a sign of things to come rather than just having that wasted bandwidth.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of sign of things to come, DirecTV has been launching 1080p programming to its beta testers. And you want to give us an update on what's going on with that, Master Deals?
Well, the 1080p is something they're just starting to crack work on. For a long time, they were waiting on drivers, and I think when Dish had that press release that kind of leaked out, DirecTV decided to jump all over it and sped up the process. And basically, right now, they're giving their cutting-edge testers free access to the Bucket List movie, which is a pretty recent movie here with that's normally a pay-per-view. And they've got that on the channel 1080, which is going to be their 1080p video on demand where you download it through the internet. And I got to tell you, on my limited 1.5 meg connection, it took all night and then some to download that movie. But when it was done, the quality was phenomenal. I can't really tell you if it's the same as Blu-ray because I don't have the Blu-ray for Bucket List. But of the Blu-rays I've seen, it looks just as good.
Yeah, well, Jason has a little bit slower connection. I have quite a quicker connection with a 20 meg down and 6 megs up. And it only took me about 4 to 5 hours to download the whole entire movie. And the quality was absolutely phenomenal. But folks, let me tell you the truth about this. This product is not ready for prime time yet because there still is issues. One of those that are having issues where I'll get a black screen with no sound, and then sometimes intermittently sound and the screen will kick in. But I understand DirecTV is working on that, and hopefully they can get a fix to that real soon.
What I think I'm hearing is that both DirecTV and Dish are working with 1080p/24, which is bit rate, if I recall correctly. And a lot of the televisions are only compatible with 1080p/60. So there may be some compatibility issues long term. Or it may just be that they need to spend more time working on the drivers to try and get everything compatible with most TV sets. The product's not ready yet. You know, it might be 6 months before we see another 1080p movie, simply because they need the time to get those drivers set and make sure and test it with several lines of TVs. But then again, it may be here by Christmas. There's just no way to know at this point.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that's frames per second. There's 24 and 30 and 60 frames. And I really do believe that it is a driver's issue because I've hooked up an HTPC, and not only that, I have Blu-ray and other 1080p devices hooked up to my TV. And the DirecTV box seems to be the only one that will not take the 1080p 24 frames per second signal right, whereas all the other sources do so. Let's give them time to work on it. I know it's still beta testing, and you know, I'm glad to see that DirecTV is moving forward and coming to what the next generation of movie viewing will be. So, speaking of next generation of viewing, NFL Sunday Ticket is finally here.
Hey, Sunday Ticket launched Sunday this week, and I got to tell you, some phenomenal improvements. Everything from the quality of the picture itself with the new MPEG 4 channels, it looked great, just as good as over-the-air feeds from previous years. They had the Red Zone in HD again this year, and new to this year, they had the Game Mix in HD, where you could see 8 games on one screen in high def, and 1,000 times better than what we had last year with the SD version.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. Eight games in one screen on high definition. And what I did notice is the fact not only did they have Sunday Ticket going, but they also had NASCAR Hot Pass. And in order to make room for that, they did take down some of those pay-per-view channels that they put up when they launched DirecTV 11. But that's really great news, the fact that they're going to go ahead and take those channels down versus other channels like TNT like they did last year.
Yeah, the new bandwidth with DirecTV 11 gives them that capability. They've got 36 pay-per-view HD channels right now. I don't think anybody expects that they'll keep that many channels forever. Some of those will become national channels when they get contracts in place. But what you're going to see on key Sundays in September, they've got to have the bandwidth for NFL, Hot Pass, and MLB is still in full swing too. And when you put all that together, that's a whole lot of high-def sports.
Oh, yeah, and that really solidifies that DirecTV definitely is the sports entertainment leader for all of the satellite companies and all the cable companies, because I don't know anybody else who does sports like how DirecTV does sports.
Another thing with Hot Pass, for anyone that hasn't seen on the forum, there's reports that a few people are getting the rest of the season free. I know there's only 2 weeks left, but you might want to take a look at that. And the NFL, they had also launched their Supercast product, which is part of Superfan, and that's where you can view the games over the internet. Last year, Supercast was produced through partnership with Sling Media, but they separated that relationship when Sling went to EchoStar here this previous winter. But what DirecTV did is they developed their own in-house version of Supercast where you can watch any of the games. Or the Red Zone channel. It also has live streaming stats all over your computer. It's part of Superfan, so it's an additional charge to the Sunday Ticket. But the quality was very good. There were some reports of trouble logging in for the first 10 or 15 minutes or so, as well as before the game started. But they really had it working solid by a half hour into games, which is a lot better than last year. Last year in week one, it was unusable. It didn't work at all. So great job to DirecTV getting the Supercast product ready to go for week one. And Bob, I know a few of our Cutting Edge members got to test that product out a few weeks ago. So thanks to our members as well for helping DirecTV get that ready.
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing that I had a problem finding with the Supercast was the mobile version. I don't think they launched that as of yet, but if that hasn't launched, it should be coming soon. But other than that, from what I've seen, it looked absolutely beautiful, because I was looking for the mobile version because my wife wanted to go shopping at the time, and I kind of wanted to watch on my iPhone. So,
well, I got bad news for you, Bob. The mobile version is just highlights, so you won't actually be able to watch a game on the mobile version unless you want to use your Slingbox technology.
Right. Well, thank you for the clarification on that, and that's great news that at least we'll be able to see the highlights. Maybe that's something DirecTV can implement in the future. So if you're listening, DirecTV, there's a idea for you on how to improve. But hey, I hear someone on the other end of the podcast hotline.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Jason. You guys are doing a great job. I'm listening to you guys live, and you're sounding great.
Wow. Thanks, God. I understand you had surgery this week, so you had a little thing going on there. So you want to explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, I just had some dental surgery, and I didn't expect it to take as much out of me as it did, but getting some wisdom teeth pulled took more energy out of me than I expected. So a lot of pain medicine I've been on for the past few days, which is why I've been gone from the board basically since last Friday. And anyways, I'm here today to, wish Satellite Guys a happy fifth birthday. Today, as we're recording this, is our fifth birthday. And I'm, very, very proud of what we've done in the last 5 years. And as Bob may know, and he knows some little secrets here, that it's only going to get better.
Oh, yeah. We have lots of things lined up. And you know, Scott, and you, while you were gone, I had maybe like a little epiphany. Because, you know, this is our 5 years here at Satellite Guys, and coming up here on October 1st will be our one-year podcast anniversary. You know, what would it be like if viewers can see you and they can see me?
Do we really want to make them sick?
Oh, well, we won't make them sick, I promise them that. But, you know, wouldn't it be cool if they could watch the podcast instead of listening to us?
Yeah, it's something we're working on, but that's not the big thing we're working on. We're working on for something big for, let's say, mid-next year. I'm working on something really, really huge. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and hopefully you guys can make it when we do it, and that's all I can say about it at this time, but when I can say more, I will say more. And anyways, you guys are doing a great job on the podcast. I want to come on and say happy fifth birthday to everybody. I want to thank the staff for all the work they've been doing. And, 5 years is I can't believe it's been that long already.
Yeah, it's been crazy. And, you know, I kind of know what Scott's going to do. He's going to make all these Satellite Guys do some community service.
No, that's not it. Nope. We're going to be serving our Satellite Guys members with something that nobody's ever done before. And it's going to be a big time first. Over the past 5 years, we've had a lot of firsts. We're the first and only website to cover like Dish Network's Team Summit. We're the only website who covered the Satellite Broadband Expo, the SBE show. We're the only satellite site that's done video from the CES for the past 5 years running. And this is going to be bigger than all that. We were the first to have our members sit down. We're first and only to have our members sit down with Charlie Ergen. That was a really unique experience for the couple times we've done it. And but this is going to blow all that away. And as soon as I can announce more details about it, I will announce more details about it.
Wow. If it's something that good, I really want to know what it is. It can't be painting Scott's house or anything like that. It's got to be something really big.
Yeah, it's good. You know what it is already because I told you. But he held me down and tickled me from Chicago. And it's something big and something we're really excited about. But again, thank you to everybody. I want to thank the pub members, because without them, we couldn't have kept the lights on and been doing all of what we've been doing. You know, the people say, well, pub membership pays for keeping the lights on, but it also lets us do the special events. When we did the Pioneer Dinner, When we did the meetings with Charlie, that cost us a great amount of money to do. We had to rent rooms. We had to have catering. We had to do all kinds of stuff. When we did the live video podcast, I actually had to pay per person watching the video, the live video feed. And, you know, that's where all that money goes to. It's not just for the bandwidth. It's not just for the servers. It's so that we continue doing all these special things for you, the Satellite Guys members. So I really, really want to thank the supporting pub members and also the founders who helped us get going here at Satellite Guys.
Yeah, if it wasn't for these guys, we wouldn't definitely be here today. But hey, Scott, why don't you go ahead and get well, and we'll see you here on the podcast next week.
All right, guys, have a good show.
Later. Well, that was Scott, and well, thank you, Scott, for coming out of bed and joining us here on the podcast hotline. Wow, that's Scott's certainly a trooper there, Jason.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear he's feeling better, and he'll be back in full swing soon. We're glad he's here and could come on and talk about our 5th anniversary.
Yeah, we'll definitely, as Scott alluded to, we definitely got things coming up here for Satellite Guys. I kind of know what the beans is a little bit, but I'm not going to give it away. You gotta hold me down and tickle me down like how I held Scott down and tickled him. So speaking of future of stuff, I understand Comedy Central High Definition has been testing.
That's the rumor, and that's going to be quite a channel launch. There's a lot of fans of Comedy Central that have been waiting for a long time to see that. I remember a couple months ago they had a few clips of South Park on DirecTV's 101 channel, kind of teasing that Comedy Central was coming eventually. And the quality was great, so you know, hopefully this will be coming soon, along with a whole bunch of other channels that DirecTV has been holding on. And we know Dish is freeing up more bandwidth, too, to try and get more HD and keep up.
Yeah, that's exactly. Comedy Central is one of those Viacom channels that are along with CMT HD, MTV HD, VH1 HD, and also Nickelodeon HD. While it's not on DirecTV, I look for them to add it sometime between now and Christmas, because I want to see the Jon Stewart show and also the Colbert Report in high definition. Now, how would that would totally be awesome.
That would be quality late night entertainment right there.
Oh yeah, especially with the political and the silly season going on right now, and I'm kind of surprised that they haven't added that channel along with Fox News High Definition.
I would think it's got to be secured at this point because they have all the other Viacom channels in HD already on DirecTV, so I would think that agreement may be in place. They may just be waiting on Comedy Central to get it ready to go.
Right. And Fox News, by the way, is not a part of Viacom channels. They're a total different entity. Rupert Murdoch owns them. But we're going to kind of switch to the competition a little, and there's a Charlie Chat tonight on Dish Network's Channel 101.
I got to say, hopefully we'll get better word than we got with the last check chat, which I think everybody could summarize was best put as a waste of time, unless you're an advertising executive for Dish Network.
Yeah, garbage. Absolute garbage. So hopefully it'll be a lot better. I'm not going to be tuning in tonight. I'm going to be watching Monday Night Raw because if past performance dictates what the future performance is going to be, there's not going to be too much to tune into, but you never know. Charlie might throw us a bone, but we do have people that will be watching it and getting us the lowdown on it. And as always, whenever there's a Charlie Chat, a satellite launch, or a technical chat, the Satellite Guys chat room will be open. So if you're on in there and you want to stop on by, that's chat.satelliteguys.us, and come on in and say hi, and everyone will say hi back to you.
Yeah, our chat will start at 8:30. I'm sure Scott and the guys will be in there, and then the Dish Network chat will start at 9. Hopefully better news than what we've gotten recently from Dish.
So, well, that's the music, Jason. Other than that, stay tuned next week, and we will have hopefully kind of a little hint on what we're working up for you.
All right, guys, have a good week.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us.
Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.